We're here on KSOM, and we're talking track and field. Ada Hansen, a sophomore from CAM, is off to a great start in the track and field season. She's trying to qualify for the Drake Relays, if you can believe it. That starts the week of the 21st, pretty much all the competition on the 24th, 25th, which is a Friday and Saturday, the 26th. Yep, Drake Relays are coming. Ada Hansen, sophomore for CAM, track and field with us here on KSOM. And Ada, how are you feeling about the start to the track season so far?
I'm feeling really good. We've had to battle through some weather in a couple of our meets so far this year, but we're just staying positive and just looking for PRs as the season goes on.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do, so that's great to hear. And you're off to a pretty good start. You're narrowing in on that blue oval standard in the 400 hurdles. Your best time so far this year is 105.33, which is the second best in the state, and the blue oval standard is 105.25, so you're only 8 seconds away from it. How do you feel? What's that event been like for you so far?
I felt stronger than I ever did last year, so just being confident about my race and knowing to attack the hurdles every time, that's definitely helped me to just keep going and just staying mentally strong throughout the race, because it's a difficult race. You just have to stay tough and keep going.
Yeah, you finished third in the state a year ago. Were you satisfied with that last year? Does it make it even hungrier for you this year? Do you think 400 hurdles is a priority for you?
Yeah, I think so. Just as a freshman, I didn't really know what to expect. My coach didn't put me in the 400 hurdles until we were a little bit into the season. And then eventually I dropped my time down and I'm like, we can go somewhere with this. So I focused on that really hard and I was really happy with where I ended up as a freshman. And so definitely my goal is to get back to state and get on that medal stand again.
Yeah. And then you also have a chance to make it in the 100 hurdles for Drake Relays. You ranked 22nd in that event out of 32 that get in. So I wouldn't say you're on the bubble, but you're not safe 100% there. How do you feel like that event has been going for you?
Honestly, last year, I don't think I ever ran the 100 hurdles. I run the shuttle hurdle every meet, but this year was the first time I actually ever ran the 100 hurdles. So that was fun for me just to be able to run that open event to see how I can compete with other girls. So I'm not sure if I'll keep running that at all, but we'll see.
Okay. Of all of your events, you know, which ones are a priority to you right now?
Definitely our shuttle hurdle team. We had that all freshman group of girls last year that made it to state. So that's really fun knowing that we're all sophomores this year together and we can keep pushing each other in practice for the next 3 years and keep the same team as long as we all keep improving. And then, the 400 hurdles is definitely my number one priority this year. And then the 800 as well has been one of my favorite races to just compete and see my times go down.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the shuttle hurdle. Talk about a little bit about the other three members of your team and go in a little detail about each of them and what that team dynamic is like.
Yeah, so we have Brooklyn Steffen, Ruthie Rich, and Bailey Lillard are the other three on our team. And Ruthie, she's always been our anchor. We can count on her to bring it home for us. Brooklyn, she has little legs, but she's strong through the hurdles, and it's fun to watch her get better as the season goes on. And then Bailey, she's always been a strong leg for us as well, just moving fast between the hurdles and keeping her speed up the whole time. So it's just really fun to work together and see how we can grow as a team.
So the shuttle is a priority. You ran the sprint medley the other night down at Bedford. What other relays do you think, you guys are going to look at, or is it still a work in progress?
Yeah, I'd say a work in progress as of now, but our goal was actually to get the school record, and we were 0.03 off from our CAM school record last night in the sprint med. So I think coach will definitely keep us together until we get that record, and then we can kind of play around with some other relays. I think we also want to try a D-med at some point with a group of girls. And then also the 4x1 last night was really fun. That was the first time I had ever ran in a fast relay like that, so I had a lot of fun with that.
So there's a lot of ways that you could go. I mean, you almost wish you had like 8 events that you could compete in, but you're limited to 4, Ada.
Yep.
I mean, you already answered the question of what you prefer there, but you know what? Why do you think you're so good in just about everything that you've tried there in track and field?
Track is a mental sport, is what I've learned, and you just have to be willing to put in the work, and the results will come. But just being tough in the weight room and at practice and working hard, as well as just being mentally tough and knowing that adversity is going to hit, but you just have to be confident and you'll overcome it.
What do you like best about track and field?
I think I like the team atmosphere the most. It's always fun to just hang out at track meets with our team and be cheering each other on and just having fun with each other. And then we get to the race and we all lock in and just go out and run our best.
Have you ever tried any of the field events before?
I long jumped in junior high and it was a little rough. So I have not done any field events in high school.
You're like, no, not jumping for me. No, I ain't going to pick up a shot put or a discus to save my life. What's the team atmosphere like just with you and the rest of the girls and your coach? And how has that dynamic been?
Yeah, so we have about 15 girls out on our team, and a more majority of them are returning. And so just being able to grow our chemistry, and we actually have 9 sophomores out. So that is the majority of our team is sophomores. And so just knowing that we can start this chemistry and continue the chemistry that we started last year for the next 3 years with our coaches is really promising for us. And it's just a lot of fun to come to practice every day when everyone's willing to work hard and get things done.
I imagine it's got to be special with this such a large sophomore class. I mean, these are some of them are your best friends. Do you guys just hang around, just talk about what, you know, this class can accomplish, not just in track and field, but, you know, in all sports, really, it can.
Yeah, just being around your best friends all the time and having that chemistry on and off the court or the field or the track or whatever, it's a different type of chemistry that I feel like if you're not an athlete, you don't get to experience that. But just having that bond with your teammates and classmates is really fun to have.
Yeah, and remind me, what other sports you play besides track and field?
I do basketball and volleyball.
Okay. Basketball, volleyball, and then a welcome relief in the summer, right? Take some time off.
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. I forgot to ask you about the 800. Last year finished 9th. You were less than a half a second away from the medal stand there. So again, it could be a potential event for you. How do you feel about the 800? Have you had a chance to really work on that yet?
Yeah, I ran the 800 at our indoor meet at Central College a couple weeks ago, and it was one of my better times, so I'm pretty confident about coming into that. It's just hard when the 800 is only 2 events away from the 400 hurdles, so just focusing on that blue standard has forced me to sit out of the 800 for these first couple meets. But the 800, yes, I really enjoy it, and not being on the medal stand definitely left a little sour taste in my mouth last year. So the goal is to get back to state and get that medal this year.
But it seems like a really big goal for you for running at the Drake Relays. How important is that?
It's just that number is always in my mind, and just knowing that it's attainable this year is really promising for me and boosts my confidence.
So overall, what would you say are some of your goals to accomplish this year during the track and field season?
Yeah, I want to see our team compete at a meet really well. Last year, we had some really close meets with like coming in 2nd and 3rd place. So I just want to see how well our team can do at a meet and potentially go for a title, because that hasn't been accomplished by Cam for quite a few years. And then as an individual, just get back to state. My goal is to fill all 4 events at state this year. So that is one of the bigger ones as well.
Very good. Well, Ada, congratulations on your success so far. And maybe we'll talk post-Drake Relays, and certainly get a chance to visit with you at the Blue Oval. There's no doubt that you'll be there, barring an injury. And so best of luck to you as you go along here this season. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ada Hansen, sophomore for KM Girls Track and Field, joining us here on KSOM.